As a fire sparked recently along U.S. Highway 12, White Pass ski area employees jumped in their private tanker truck and rushed to fight the flames. The Cold Creek Fire is still burning in steep terrain along the highway. Fires are just another form of climate change ski areas around the Northwest are responding to. Northwest Public Broadcasting's Courtney Flatt has more.
About a week before the fire near Washington's White Pass, a smoke plume started to grow in the expert ski terrain around Oregon's Mount Hood Meadows.
Our general manager, Greg Pack, had actually gotten back there with a fire extinguisher and an axe.
That's Dave Trigathon with Mount Hood Meadows. He says the fire was especially worrisome because it started on Labor Day, hours before winds fueled huge fires across the Northwest. At the ski area, fire crews rode an express lift to get closer to the flames, saving hiking time. They also hooked into the ski area's snowmaking lines to quickly get water. In the winter, the snowmaking equipment is there to help generate more snow. Decreasing snowpack is the biggest problem spurred on by climate change, but increasingly severe fires are something ski areas are also planning for, says Jordan Elliott with the Pacific Northwest Ski Areas Association.
Fires are just another side of that multi-sided coin.
Elliott says ski areas are banding together to push for climate change plans. Policies like carbon pricing, which would put a price on the amount of heat-trapping greenhouse gases released into the atmosphere. So far, crews have kept the Mount Hood Meadows fire under just a few acres. The cause is still undetermined, but it's suspected to be from an unattended campfire. After the area is cleaned up, Trigathon says the fire scars shouldn't be very noticeable, like it could have been if the flames had really taken off. I'm Courtney Flatt reporting.